انت بتسمع تسعينات اف ام، اجمل ذكريات.
Do you listen to rock and metal? Yet you want to fuel your curiosity for knowing more about underground rock and metal bands? And feeling nostalgic from popular riffs that played in commercials and want to know about? But the problem you have, you live in the Middle East? Well, I get your point. You're lucky because this place is your answer to all your curious questions. Yes, true. Whether you're a beginner or older metalhead, you're in the right place. Stay tuned with Lomi Simmery from Heal Your Voice on 90s FM.
Heal Your Voice مع لميس السمري كل يوم خميس الساعة 10:30 على تسعينات FM.
Good evening to all beautiful listeners. You're now listening to Heal Your Voice with Lomi Simmery on 90s FM. Every Thursday at 10:30 p.m., I'm here to refresh your playlists by introducing you to a unique, famous underground rock, metal, and alternative music, plus knowing about the band's history and some stories, meanings behind their discographies. Moreover, you'll catch new releases on streaming platforms from some bands I'll talk about. Okay, in today's episode, we'll talk about an American band that was formed in 1987 in East Bay, California, by four members, although they went through a few lineup changes, which eventually became a trio. They are one of the biggest influential punk rock acts in the world, along with other punk bands in California. They have been credited with popularizing and reviving mainstream interest in punk rock in the U.S. in the 90s. The band's lyrical themes are about dystopian visions, boredom, loss, addiction, alienation, mental health, personal reflection, and political issues. Their musical styles are melodic punk rock, skate punk, and alternative rock. Moreover, their musical influences are from the Ramones, The Clash, and The Who. Okay, let's take a break with a fourth track from their second independent album. Stay tuned for more. We'll be back.
Staring out of my window, watching the cars go rolling by. My friends are gone, I've got nothing to do. So I sit here patiently, watching the clock tick so slowly.
Mother, stay out of my
back to Hail Your Voice with Lemmy Summary on 90s FM. This was Christy Road by Green Day, a fourth track from their second album, Kerplunk, which was released on December 17, 1991. Green Day's current lineup consists of vocalist and guitarist Billy Joe Armstrong, bassist and backing vocals Mike Dirnt, and drummer Trey Cool. Let's get into their long history. From 1987 to 1989, friend and guitarist teenager Billy Joe Armstrong and Mike Dirnt formed a band called Blood Rage with bassist Sean Hughes and drummer Raj Punjabi, a fellow student from Pinole Valley High School, played together at Raj's father's house garage at Rodeo at California. A few months later, the band renamed to Sweet Children. In October 17th, the group performed for the first time under the name Sweet Children at Rod's Hickory Pit in Vallejo, California. Then Armstrong and Dern experienced two lineup changes when original drummer Raj Punjabi left and was replaced by a former Ecrasi drummer John Kiffmeyer, also known as El Soprante. Also when bassist Sean Hughes left the band, causing Dern to switch from guitar to bass. Then Larry Livermore, owner of Lookout Records, an independent record, saw the band play an early show and signed them to his label. From 1999 to 1991, in April, the band released its debut EP. Shortly before the EP's release, the group dropped the name Sweet Children to avoid confusion with another local band, the Sweet Baby. Sweet Children adopted the name Green Day, as the phrase Green Day was slang in the Bay Area. Although Armstrong once admitted in 2001 that he considered it to be, quote, the worst band name in the world. Lookout released Green Day's debut album, 39 Smooth, and Green Day recorded two EPs later, the latter of which included older songs they had recorded for the Minneapolis independent record label, Skin Records. Lookout Records re-released their debut album with a different title and added the songs from the band's first two EPs. Okay, let's take a break and we'll be back.
Welcome to paradise. A gunshot rings out at the station. Another urchin snaps and left it on his own. It makes me wonder why I'm still here. But some strange dreams I get now, feeling like I am, and I'm never gonna go. Welcome to
Welcome to paradise.
We're back to Hail Your Voice with Lemmy Simmery on 90s FM. This was Welcome to Paradise, a third single and fifth track from the third album, Dookie, which was released on February 1st, 1994, and originally a third track from their second album, Neckerplunk. Let's continue. The band experienced a lineup change shortly after the band's first nationwide tour, when Keith Mayer left the East Bay area to attend the Humboldt State University in Arcata, California, and was agreed to be replaced by the Lookout's drummer, Dietrich Kuhl, temporarily and later permanently, which became Trio till now. From 1991 to 1993, the band's second studio album was released, and the band went on tour and played a number of shows overseas in Europe. Green Day supported another California punk band, their band Bad Religion, as an open act for the Recipe for Hate tour. Their second album drew attention from bigger labels, including Reprise. Although they were against the mainstream labels, until they met producer and AR representative Rob Cavallo, a subsidiary of Warner Bros., and both had instant connection after showcasing him minutes of Beatles covers, and they were further impressed by his work with fellow Californian band The Muffs. Eventually, in April, the band left their independent record label, Lookout Records, on friendly terms by signing a five-album deal with Reprise. The deal secured Cavallo as the producer of the first record and allowed the band to retain the rights of its album on Lookout. However, signing to a major label caused many of Green Day's original fans to label them sellouts, including the influential punk fanzine Maximum Rock and Roll and independent music club at 924 at Gentleman Street, which led them to being banned after their September 3rd gig at 924 at Gentleman Street. Okay, let's take a break with a well-known single and we'll be back.
Do you have the time to listen to me whine about nothing and everything all at once? I am one of those melodramatic fools, neurotic to the bone, no doubt about it. Sometimes I give myself the creeps. Sometimes my mind plays tricks on me. It all keeps adding up. I think I'm cracking up. Am I just paranoid? Am I just stuck? I went to a shrink to analyze my dreams. She says it's like a sex that's bringing me down. I went to a whore. He said my life's a bore. Joke with my wife and cuz it's bringing her down. Sometimes I give myself the creeps. Sometimes my mind plays tricks on me. It all keeps adding up. I think I'm cracking up. Am I just paranoid? We'll be right back.
Welcome back to Hear Your Voice with Lemmy Summary on 90s FM. This was Basket Case, a single, and seventh track from their third album, Dookie. The background meaning of this catchy song is about Billy Joe Armstrong's struggles with anxiety before he was diagnosed with a panic disorder years afterwards. Let's continue. They continue to record their third album for 3 weeks at Fantasy Studios in Berkeley, California, until February 1994. They released Dookie, which eventually became a commercial success, helped by extensive MTV airplay for the videos of three singles, which reached the number one position on the modern rock tracks charts. And it received positive reviews and won awards at Grammy Awards and nominated for 9 MTV VMA Awards in 1995. Few of their performances are chaotic and controversial, especially on September 9th, 1994, at Hatch Memorial Shell in Boston. Mayhem broke out during the band set, cut short to 7 songs, and by the end of the rampage, 100 people were injured and 45 arrested. Also, at Woodstock 1994 in New York, the group started an infamous mud fight. And a security guard mistook bassist Mike Dirnt, for a stage-invading fan and punched out some of his teeth during the concert. Despite the chaos, the Woodstock 1994 performance further aided Green Day's growing publicity and recognition. Also, the band faced a rejection while revisiting the band's homestead of the East Bay following Dookie's success. They rehearsed songs from the fourth album in a small Cape Cod-style home in East Oakland, California, and recorded from December 1994 to May 1995 at High Street, in San Francisco, until they released Insomniac on October 10th, 1995. This album did not approach the success of Dookie, although the band earned several nominations from American Music Awards 1996, Grammy Awards, and MTV VMA. The group embarked on an extensive world tour to promote Insomniac in early 1994. Although the members increasingly became uncomfortable with the level of stardom success and felt homesick, which they eventually decided to cancel the late 1986 European leg of Insomniac tour to take time off to spend at home with family. Okay, let's take a break and we'll be back.
Crying loud all the way across town. She's been searching for that someone, and it's me out of the crowd. As you sit around feeling sorry for yourself, well, don't get lonely now. And try your white and eyes. I'm still traveling for the moon. Thank you.
We're back to Hear Your Voice with Lemmy Summary on 90s FM. This was When I Come Around, a fourth single and a tenth track from their second album, Dookie. The third album, I mean, is Dookie. Let's continue. Following a brief hiatus in 1996, Green Day began work on its next album at Conway Recording in Los Angeles from March to July 1997. From the outset, Cavallo and the band agreed the album had to be different and experimental from Green Day's previous albums until Nimrod was released on October 14, 1997. This album received positive reviews by critics. From 1997 to 1999, they toured in the support of their fifth album until the band began work on their sixth album, which they delved into a wider variety of genres for 2 years with a longtime producer, Rob Cavallo. Before entering a studio in 8080 in Oakland, California, to record on April 1st, 2000, they released a single, Minority, before releasing their sixth album, The Warning, on October 3rd, 2000, despite being leaked on Napster 3 weeks prior. This album received mixed reviews by critics. Moreover, Jason White began supporting the band during concerts as a guitarist, who later became a session member. At the 2001 the California Music Awards, Green Day won all 8 of the awards for which it was nominated. From 2002 and to 2003, Green Day also co-headlined a shared bill with a pop-punk band, Blink-182, on the Pop Disaster Tour from April to June, which created momentum for the band. Although things had to come up regarding unsolved personal issues between three band members, which eventually, at the beginning of January, the group had weekly personal discussions, which resulted in a revitalized feeling among the musicians. The band wrote and recorded material for an album they tentatively titled The Cigarettes and Valentines from July to October 2002 at Studio 880. In Oakland, California, for an album which unexpectedly the demo master tapes were stolen that November. Instead, they moved on and worked on new material, which became punk rock opera album. Plus, it marked a comeback career for Green Day. That's all I have, unfortunately, but be careful, Green Day's story isn't over yet. We'll end our episode with a second single and 17th track, Good Riddance, Time of Your Life, from their fifth album, The Nimrod. This album has become a staple at high school proms and graduation parties, and this song is for all graduated from last year, and this year, hopefully. Okay, stay. Send me your support and comments on 90s FM's Facebook, Instagram, and hoping you all enjoyed this episode. Stay tuned for upcoming part 2 next week, same place and same time, every Thursday at 10:30 p.m. on 90s FM. You rock and hail your voice. Have a great Thursday night. And this song is all for graduated a future. Salam.
Another turning point, a fork stuck in the road. Time grabs you by the wrist, directs you where to go. So make the best of this test and don't ask why. It's not a question but a lesson learned in time. It's something unpredictable, but in the end is right. I hope you had the time of your life. So take the photographs and still frames in your mind, hanging on a shelf in good health and good time. Tattoos and memories and dead skin on trial. For what it's worth, it was worth all the while. It's something
unpredictable, but in the end is right. I hope you had the time of your life. It's something unpredictable, but in the end it's right. I hope you had the time of your life. It's something unpredictable, but in the end it's right. I hope you had the time of your life.